1917. This is the time when we all assume that everything somehow in terms of writing was perfect because the people on Downton Abbey are articulate or something like that. So, from every college in the country goes up the cry, our freshmen can't spell, can't punctuate, and so on. You can go even further back than this. It's the president of Harvard. It's 1871. There's no electricity. People have three names. Bad spelling. Incorrectness as well as inelegance of expression in writing, and he's talking about people who are otherwise well prepared for college studies. You can go even further back. 1841, some long-lost superintendent of schools is upset because of what he has for a long time noted with regret, the almost entire neglect of the original blah, 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 blah. Or you can go all the way back to 63 AD, and there's this poor man who doesn't like the way people are speaking Latin. As it happens, he was writing about what had become French. And so, there are always... there are always people worrying about these things, and the planet somehow seems to keep spinning. And so, the way I'm thinking of texting these days is that what we're seeing is a whole new way of writing that young people are developing, which they're using alongside their ordinary writing skills. And that means that they're able to do two things. Increasing evidence is that being bilingual is cognitively beneficial. That's also true of being bidialectal. That's certainly true of being bidialectal in terms of your writing. And so texting actually is evidence of a balancing act that young people are using today, not consciously, of course, but it's an expansion of their linguistic repertoire. It's very simple.